are going into the kingdom of heaven ahead of you. And the religious leaders who were talking to him must have gotten red in the face about that point, and not from the heat. They were saying to themselves, what are you talking about, the tax collectors and the prostitutes going in ahead of us? We go to temple every week. We tithe, like scripture says. Well, most of the time. We're good people. Well, mostly. And Jesus says, you don't get it. The tax collectors and the prostitutes and the sinners, when they heard what John was saying, they were convicted. And they confess their sins and turn back to God and are trying to do better. You all are trying still to defend yourselves and say, well, we're good people, really. We're not as bad as some. We don't really need to change anything. Jesus did that all of his ministry. He's always pointing out to people how more important it is to follow the Spirit of God than the letter of the law. It's more important to do the will of God than to say the words. And that's what made the religious leaders of his time kind of anxious and angry about Jesus. And what made some religious leaders of our time a little anxious and angry about him too. You see, the message of Jesus is that God loves us and wants us to accept that love and then love others with the same love that God gave us. The problem is, it's easy to say that we love God, but loving God means putting God first in our lives, making God more important than what we want, or even what we need, or what is comfortable for us. Loving God is hard. And loving others is even harder to do consistently. Because you see, to love others as God loves us means we have to love them exactly the way they are, not the way we want them to be. Because that's how God loves us. God loves us before we stop loving other things more than him. God loves us before we start loving others. God loves us even when we really mess things up. God loves us even when we mess things up on purpose. God loves us even when we get mad at him and yell at him and tell him to go away. God loves us even when we know what we're doing is wrong and do it anyway. And that's the kind of love that God asks us to have for others. God asks us to love others before they love us. God asks us to love others even when they're doing things we know are bad for them or even wrong. God asks us to love others even when they're doing things that are wrong on purpose. God asks us to love others even when they're mad at us or doing things intentionally to make us mad. Because that's what it means to love others as God loves us. And that is what it means to do the will of God. To love God so much that we put him first. And to love others in the same abundant, forgiving way that God loves us. When God says, will you do my will? And we say, yes, sir, I'll try. That's what we're signing up for. So we have two choices. Do we say, yes, sir, I'll try, and not do it? Or do we say, I don't want any part of that, but give it our best shot? Which one truly is doing the will of God?